Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from OpenStack Summit in Tokyo. Today, I'm joined by Radesh Balakrishnan, General Manager of OpenStack at Red Hat. Welcome.
Hi.
I'm so excited for this interview, Radesh. We had an exciting first day at the summit yesterday, and one of the highlights for me was hearing about a pretty exciting announcement coming from Intel and Red Hat, building on our great collaboration on OpenStack.
Absolutely. We are very excited about it, too, and I'm looking forward to talking more about that.
So why don't we just take a step back, and why don't you tell me a little bit about the OpenStack group at Red Hat that you lead, and what is your focus in terms of delivery of technology?
So from an OpenStack perspective, we've been engaged with the upstream for the last 3+ years. True to our DNA around open innovation, we contribute code first and, of course, help stabilize that and deliver to organizations across the globe in a way they can consume it. Over the last couple of years, we've been heavily focused on the enterprise adoption of OpenStack. Mm-hmm. But now there's an increasing level of interest around OpenStack in telco. So from our perspective, we are driving hard with industry leaders such as Intel in making sure that OpenStack adoption across the globe just takes off.
We've heard a lot from Red Hat and Intel about collaborating around OpenStack, and the focus has been driving OpenStack into the enterprise to help enterprises adopt cloud and drive the efficiency of cloud architectures within their data centers. But this disclosure had a different ring and focused on carrier grade. So why don't you tell me about it?
Yeah, it starts with customers, right? All good things mostly start with customers. So in the carrier space, the reality is that telcos are facing an interesting dilemma in front of us. They have to continue investing in the infrastructure with a near linear cost curve, but at the same time, all the monetization is accruing to the over-the-top providers. That's why they are looking at aggressive ways in which they can reduce the cost and bring in agility into their network side of the house. And that's where OpenStack fits in and the partnership with Intel fits in.
Tell me a little bit about how you see OpenStack differing within the telco market than where you're taking OpenStack in enterprise. Are the challenges different? Or is it the same baseline code that we're optimizing key features for? What's going on?
From a user requirement perspective, determinism and latency performance are two characteristics which are slightly different from a classical enterprise requirements around OpenStack. It's not just OpenStack itself. There are several layers of the stack itself that need optimization to be able to deliver a carrier-ready OpenStack infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So from the vantage point of Intel and Red Hat coming together, the exciting thing is that we're not just looking at making OpenStack carrier-grade. We are driving the whole ecosystem to make sure that the full set of stack options that are required for a truly open NFV infrastructure are brought to bear. So that's the whole exciting aspect mm-hmm. of the scope of the initiative that got shared yesterday.
Now, this was part of Intel's Network Builders program that you guys have been a member in for a long time, and part of our new Fast Track initiative that we launched at the Intel Developer Forum earlier this fall. What made you guys decide that this investment and engagement with Intel was the right thing to do to drive the right solutions into the carrier-grade network?
First is that Intel and Red Hat have been collaborating on driving open source, starting with Linux and mm-hmm. KVM and several other areas. Second reality also is that with the focus of Intel on truly getting to an open networking ecosystem, that lines up with our vision of driving open as the way to make sure that we are liberating the network infrastructure that's out there. Mm-hmm. The third reality also is that we are aligned in making sure that all the contribution is upstream first. In other words, we're not trying to create proprietary islands, but rather a truly upstream aligned way in which we can innovate across OpenStack, Open Daylight, Linux KVM, OVS, DPDK, the list goes on, mm-hmm. right? So a perfect marriage made in heaven in terms of intent and what we can bring to bear that makes us natural partners to drive this forward.
Tell me a little bit about what the companies intend to do to drive optimization into the solution.
It's not just about making OpenStack carrier grade. If you take a standard etc infrastructure for NFV, The NFVI layer itself is made up of multiple components, from hypervisor to the operating system as well as OpenStack. And then you layer in SDN as well as the need to have NFV and then MANO layers up top. There is a potential for optimization across every single layer of the stack to stand up a truly production-ready, carrier-grade NFV infrastructure. So what we have identified and are teaming up to make sure that we are driving upstream innovation is making sure that, A, from an OpenStack perspective, we're not forking OpenStack to create a separate carrier-grade OpenStack. It's about making OpenStack carrier-grade rather than creating a separate version of OpenStack. That makes sure that the fidelity of OpenStack is preserved. The second area within optimization is the need to make sure that performance characteristics, you know, different from the enterprise segment. So Intel has been innovating heavily on DPDK. So how do you make sure that broad-based adoption of DPDK is driven through innovation at the Linux layer, as well as it's surfaced in a way that in an OpenStack-based NFVI, customers can get to consume it. And third is around SDN itself, where things like visibility to traffic, performance, etc., need to be optimized. So since we are aligned between Intel and Red Hat on open daylight as a key focus area, we have the opportunity to drive further innovation to make sure that we are optimizing the performance and the characteristics that are required. And as we look ahead, we're also aligning our efforts around making sure that containerized network applications is an area where we are driving guidance and architecture and how to approach it so that we can fast forward in terms of adopting containers in this emerging space as well.
Tell me a little bit about integration with multiple vendors, how that's a new challenge as we enter this market compared to maybe what we've done in enterprise.
The liberating aspect of NFV is the fact that you get choice is being able to mix and match. Intel and Red Hat, along with system integrators that we've been traditionally working with, we are giving the comfort and confidence to the carrier so that when they are bringing in a combination of a VNF MANU and our jointly engineered VNF infrastructure, the peace of mind value proposition is a given rather than an afterthought.
Then final pillar is interoperability. Any specific aspects that you'd like to call out unique to this collaboration?
I think, you know, interop is sort of a kissing cousin to the integration requirement we talked about. The reality is that Intel has got facilities across the globe, and so do we have already existing facilities where we have the potential to test multiple combinations of these interoperability requirements being posed by the carriers. The second reality is that we have the ability to engage with customers across the globe together from a go-to-market perspective so that we are proving these interoperability aspects.
You've been talking to providers for a long time. What has their response been to this new announcement, and where do you think they are in terms of the adoption curve?
Current calendar year is where tons of POCs are happening, hundreds of proof of concept that Intel and Red Hat are engaged in. Most of them are going in very, 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 you know, strong direction towards deployment in the early part of next calendar year. We truly believe that towards the second half of 2016, production deployments will become fairly common, and then the scaling will happen in calendar 2017.
For those who are listening online that might want to learn more about what you guys are doing in this space, where would you send them online to find out more?
Best would be to go to www.redhat.com. I'd encourage the listeners to go check out the portfolio and how we can truly enable an open hybrid cloud in today's world.
Thank you so much for being on Chip Chat today. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure as well. Cheers.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.